This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. It's Fajr time, and this is my daily morning routine in lockdown. Obviously, the key difference now is that we're praying Fajr in the house in the lockdown. Otherwise, we'd be going to the masjid. Alhamdulillah, just finishing praying Salatul Fajr. And now, obviously, the key is to make the adhkar that our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us to make after the salat. The next thing is to go immediately and put on the battle gear. Come on, let me show you. Battle gear is ready. You got to put this out the night before to encourage you. No excuses. You got your workout clothes ready. Straight to the gym. Now that I'm dressed, I'm in the kitchen. And I'm not going to eat anything. I don't have any pre-workout or anything like that. I like to work out in a fasted state. Obviously, I've drank enough water. I have the liter that I've already finished. And I started in the nighttime. I drink a bit in the nighttime. A liter is a bit too much for me. So I sip on it during the night. And then I finish it as soon as I wake up in the morning to make sure that I'm hydrated. But something that's an absolute must for any successful morning and the best pre-workout ever. That's it. Good old-fashioned coffee. As I told you guys in another video, I always start my day with a couple of spoonfuls of natural raw honey with black seeds. Clean out any toxins and keep the immune system strong, inshallah. Just a normal long shot of black coffee, no sugar. The gym is here, but we have a detour that we must take before we go to the gym. We've already started our day with a dose of spirituality when we prayed Salatul Fajr and we made the adhkar afterwards. However, if we're truly gonna follow the sunnah and follow the way of the pious, of the salihin, we have to take things to the next level, which is to make the adhkar of a sabah and al-masa, the morning and evening adhkar that our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make. Now I have one of two ways that I do this. I do it from my memorization, or if I'm very tired, I'll go and I'll read from the book. And this is the book that I use. You can see it here, the Awrad, our Sheikh Uthman al-Khamis. He's the one, may Allah bless him, who reviewed this book and praised this book. All authentic adhkar from the Quran and from the Sunnah. So sometimes if I'm tired, I'll just read it from the book and make these adhkar. Now this is gonna take me about 15 minutes. Where do you get the book from? On the App Store, you can find it, alhamdulillah. A little pit stop in the program to change the baby's diapers. Not part of the plan, but my wife was a bit tired, and this is the sunnah, my dear brothers. When our family needs us, what did Aisha radiallahu anha say about our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Kana fi khidmati ahlihi. He was in the service of his family. And the race for spiritual perfection, it doesn't stop with the salat and the adhkar. Now it's time for the best form of dhikr, the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Today I reached chapter 26, Surat Ash-Shu'ara.
Surat Ash-Shu'ara is in the 19th juz of the Quran, and today is the 22nd of Sha'ban, meaning that if I hope to finish the Quran by following what our scholars mentioned, the minimum that we should be reading a day of the Quran is one juzu. If we're going to finish the entire Quran in 1 month, that means that I'm running behind and I'm not going to finish. And that happens. Sometimes we become busy. Sometimes you can be sick. You're helping other family members. Anything that can happen. But what do we do in this case to make sure that we finish on time? We add a couple of pages. If we just add 2 pages to the juzu that we're reading today and tomorrow, we'll find that we're going to catch up and we'll finish the Quran on time, inshallah ta'ala. And I'm just talking about the daily tilawah, reading from the Mus'haf. This is not including our hifz, when we memorize, or do muraja'ah, and we revise what we memorized, and the time that we take out to make tadabbur, to reflect on the Quran, the time that we take out to learn and study tafsir of the Quran. One of the things that I've learned in my quest to gain knowledge, we focus so much on studying other things, but we don't focus enough on the Quran. And that's why I made it a commitment, made a must upon myself that the majority of my time when it comes to seeking knowledge, it's got to be focused on the Quran, reciting the Quran, studying the Quran, making tadabbur of the Quran. The only way we're going to be successful as individuals, as an ummah, we want to change the affairs, the situation of our ummah, this horrible situation that we see in front of us, it all starts with the Quran.
تلك آيات الكتاب المبين لعلك باخع نفسك ألا يكونوا مؤمنين.
That took me about 15 minutes. Now, I didn't read the entire juzu now. I like to spread it out throughout the day because I found that when you go through difficult times or you're a bit stressed out, and this is the reality of life, life is tough, life is a test, that when I open up the Quran and I recite just one page or half a page, that all the stress, all the difficulties, it just goes away. And I found that that soothing sensation of reciting the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, walhamdulillah. Most people who are not used to reading a juz a day will say, that's too much, there's no way I could read that much. And you're right. If you're not used to reading it, yes, it's going to be difficult. But what you need to do if you want to accomplish that goal is be consistent. You'll never be successful when it comes to reciting the Quran unless it becomes wajib, it becomes fard upon you. You make it something that you have to do each day. Once you do that, start off small. Sometimes we try to start off with the juzu and we fail. Start off with just two pages, consistent each day. Then add a third page, add a fourth page. One juzu is 20 pages. You'll find that you can read it in 20 to 30 minutes once you get used to constantly reading. So once you're used to doing it, it becomes easy, alhamdulillah. Finally made it into the gym. And yes, it took some time. And now you understand the hikmah, the wisdom of having the battle gear ready the night before, putting it on right away after we pray Fajr. So there's no excuses. When you look into the seerah of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the battle of Uhud, once he put on his battle armor, and the Sahaba, they discussed, perhaps it's better that we change the strategy and go with the original plan or what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam thought to be better. But he had already put on his battle gear. They said, maybe we'll change the strategy, Ya Rasulullah. He said, once the Prophet puts on his battle gear, he's not gonna take it off. So the same thing now. Once we put on our battle gear, our workout gear, there's no taking it off. We have to work out. So many people, now that we're in lockdown, they wish they had taken out the time to set up a home gym. It's too late now, but make sure in the future that you have, even if it's just basic equipment, maybe you didn't find enough time on that day to get to the gym, so you knock out your workout at home. I'm gonna show you guys what I'm working with at home. I have the jiu-jitsu mats. My coach had some extra ones. I bought these off of him. And also a secondhand punching bag that I got. As you can see, really basic stuff, but wallahi, it does the job, alhamdulillah. Got the bench there, got that secondhand as well. Got some weights, some kettlebells, my gloves, medicine ball. You still got three different type of bars to work with. And I built all of this up gradually. I didn't buy it all at once. I mean, this month I bought some weights, and a couple months I bought some kettlebells, added some other kettlebells. I found a deal when I found the punching bag secondhand. I found another deal when my coach wanted to get rid of the extra mats that he had. And we still have in storage other equipment we haven't taken out yet. We have our pads for boxing, and also we have the pull-up bar and the dip bar. These are the two musts that you must have. These are probably the king of all equipment, the pull-up and the dip bar. We'll install those soon, inshallah. Before the workout, back to the Quran really quickly. I want to share a story with you that changed my life. It changed my approach to the Quran. It changed my approach to how I seek knowledge. And that was when I read the biography of Sheikh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah. And this is someone who reaches high status in all forms of Islamic knowledge. He regretted something when he was in prison at the end of his life. He said, the one thing that I regret, we have to reflect, what did he regret? He reached such high status. He said, I regret not taking enough time to make tadabbur, to reflect and contemplate on the book of Allah. SubhanAllah. That really had a huge impact on him. I said, we're focusing on all these different sciences, but we're not focusing on what is the most important thing, and that is reflecting on the Quran. And if we're going to be able to reflect on the Quran and benefit from the Quran, we have to focus first on understanding the Quran, focusing on the tafsir. And that's when I made the decision to make the Quran my focus in life. Today's workout is gonna be basic. I'm gonna start off with what my jiu-jitsu coach taught me on how to warm up, just doing, you know, like jumping jacks, and I do some running in place myself, and there's some push-ups, some body weight squats, and then do some jiu-jitsu drills, and then we do stretch out. That's how he taught me, so that's how we usually warm up. After that, we go into the training in jiu-jitsu. Not gonna be able to do that now, no partner. So then I'm just gonna hit a kettlebell workout after that, inshallah ta'ala. And yes, I'm doing
Less than what I would do with my coach here at home. The Dagestani brothers, they're brutal. Works me very hard. I still gotta go work out. But I can't do what he makes me do in the gym. And this is how we roll with the Quran. No music, no nasheed to get you into the mood. Hold on, let me pause this for a minute. Don't want to talk on top of the Quran, and I want to reflect on the meanings. Shaitan gets us to get pumped up, to get in the mood. I have to have my music. Yeah, this is from Shaitan, man. If you really enjoy working out, you don't need to listen to anything. But since I'm going to be in there, and you're someone like myself, you're going to be in here for a good hour, sometimes an hour and a half, if you enjoy. And when that's what happens, once you're used to it, you enjoy working out, you enjoy the feeling that it gives you, you enjoy the energy that it gives you during the day. Since I'm going to be in here, why not benefit? Why not benefit from my time listening to the Quran? It's soothing the soul. I'm better myself. I'm reflecting on some of the meanings. I'm helping my hifz by revising at the same time. I'm getting reward, coming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Instead of increasing my scale of bad deeds by listening to something that's haram and something that's harming me and corrupting my heart. And alhamdulillah, with this way, by listening to the Quran when I work out, even when I go to the gym, have my headphones on, make the investment. The AirPod Pros, noise cancellation. If there's music in the gym, you can't hear. You hear the Quran. Focus on the Quran. And what I've done by this, I take a different qari each time. So now I have Sheikh Wadi' al-Yemeni. I start from the beginning with each qari, alhamdulillah. Until I go from Baqarah, from Fatiha, all the way to Nas, all the way to in the Quran. And I listen to the entire Quran. When I finish that qari, I go on to the next qari. Before Sheikh Wadi', I listen to Sheikh Abdurrahman al-Usi. If you don't have a lot of space, you don't have a lot of money, you don't have a lot of time, along with your pull-up bar, your dip bar, this is the best piece of equipment you can get right there, the kettlebell. Alhamdulillah, second liter of water, done. Alhamdulillah, that brings us to an end of the workout. Now we'll get a good stretch in and a cool down. Something amazing that I learned from the jiu-jitsu club where I used to train in Ireland. This is Japanese jiu-jitsu, by the way, not Brazilian jiu-jitsu. One of the trainers, the black belts, used to come and train us every now and then from a different city. When he would come in, he was, you know, in a search for spirituality. So I think he became Buddhist and he became vegan and all of this. And at the end of the exercise, and our club was amazing because we had Muslims who would train with us, and they had certain things where they would do sujood and as the routine, as the in the beginning and the end, and they also would bow to one another during the exercises. Our coaches, they knew that we couldn't do this as Muslims, so alhamdulillah, they let us make up our own salute. So they would salute us in like this. And though Japanese jiu-jitsu, it's the art of the samurai warrior, so they said that's similar to some of the salutes they would have anyway, so they would do like this. All of the non-Muslims would do like this to the Muslims, and we wouldn't bow and we wouldn't prostrate. But something I gained from this trainer who would come from the other city sometimes, he said that because he became into, like, you know, like Buddhist, so he would do some meditation at the end, right? So he said to me one time, he said, I know that might be an issue for you, would have a problem. I said, you do your thing, because at the end, after we would do the cool down, they would do their sujood, and we'd be sitting like this in the salat, just very similar how to we sit in the salat. So we're sitting like this, right? And they would do the sujood, and obviously, us as Muslims, we would stay. And then he would, after that, he would do his little meditation. So what did I do during this time? I would start to make dhikr. And I told him, I said, we have our own type of spirituality, which is the dhikr, the remembrance of Allah. So I would start to remember Allah during this time. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, or make some istighfar. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. And I found that when you do that at the end of the workout, it also helps me, because now your body's had a good workout, good sweat, and you've been moving, and then you have the cool down. And at the end of the cool down, I now add the dhikr to it. So as I'm sitting down here on the mats, after I've cooled down, I've done the cool down, I start to do my adhkar. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Start to make some dhikr. And I found that, subhanAllah, you know, you're coming from the spiritual zone of the morning, coming to the workout, and then you go back into another spiritual zone as you cool down. Well, it's an amazing feeling. Back in the kitchen. Once again, I'm not going to eat now. We have left over from last night a shake, which was made of dates and strawberries. Actually ended up being a bit too much for me. I don't like to drink and eat too much, small portions. So I'll probably knock out about half of this now, hit the showers, and then drink the rest later, inshallah. When I do finally eat, my breakfast will be organic eggs from the farm. When my family finally wakes up, I hear the baby crying now, so they might be waking up now, I will cook for them, alhamdulillah. Take notes, brothers. I'm the one who usually cooks the breakfast in the house, and no one can make eggs like mine, mashallah mubarak. So I usually prepare the breakfast for my family, myself. And after our shower, it's time to get to work. This morning routine was the morning routine that I was on a couple of years ago. And this was one of the best times in my life, both physically and spiritually. So I'm thankful that the lockdown has helped me to come back to this routine. And this is the routine, inshallah ta'ala, that I plan on continuing on even after. You hear the baby's waking up now, khalas, now it's family time. That this is the routine that I plan on continuing on even after the lockdown, inshallah ta'ala. Because the mornings, this is our free time. This is the time that we have for ourselves to better ourselves physically and to better ourselves spiritually. And now the routine is gonna be basic, filming, giving dawah, teaching, studying, and you know, time with the family. You know, this lockdown, it has not really affected me in any way because this is what I do anyways. And it's, alhamdulillah, I don't really spend a lot of time with other people outside. I don't have time for other people. The brothers who I spend time with, they're brothers who have similar goals as me, who are doing things for the ummah. So we work together and to better ourselves and to better the ummah, but we don't really hang out. I don't really have friends per se. I have my family. If I have any free time, then it's gonna be for my family. It's gonna be for bettering myself and bettering what we can do to better the ummah, inshallah ta'ala. Hopefully you've enjoyed the clip. We want to give you some behind the scenes footage about, you know, what we do in our lives, because a lot of time people just see us on the screens and giving dawah and giving lectures, and they don't know how we live our everyday life. So this is my daily life in the morning. Hopefully it was beneficial. Let me know what you think in the comments below. Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.